Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem by Ram Golder and Rima Sekhar Sanhedrin Daf Mem Ches. The sixth Perek Nigmar Hadin. The Zichu Masechta Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, at the end of the previous daf, Abai said that Ha'orek Begad L'Meis, if one weaves a burial garment for a specific corpse, it's forbidden in any other benefit, even before being used for burial, because he holds Hazman and Milsihi. Designation is a significant matter. Rava says it's permitted until it's actually used for burial because he holds Hazman Alav Milsi. Rava derives this law from items used to service Avodah Zorah, which are not forbidden in benefit until they're used for idolatry, since both are Meshamshim, they're accessories. Abaye derives his ruling from Egel Arufa, which becomes prohibited before it is actually killed. Both these items are normal permitted practices as opposed to Avodah Zorah. In response to a challenge, the Gemara says Rava holds like Rav Chista, who ruled about a pouch that has man lemeitz bei tefillin, which one designated for wrapping tefillin in it, but tzar bei tefillin, and he actually wrapped tefillin in it. It's forbidden to wrap coins in it, but if he only did one or the other, it's still permitted. Abai agrees that the wrapping alone would not prohibit it. Point number two, the Gemara quotes a brice which proves that merely designating items for a Sefer Torah or Tefillin does not forbid it for other uses, supporting Rava's opinion that Hazman Alav Milsa. The Gemara responds that the question is a Malchokas Tanaim. A brice states that casings made from the hide of a non-kosher animal are unfit for Tefillin. If they are made from the hide of a kosher animal, the Tanakhama says they are fit for use, afu bishul ibdan lishman, even though he did not tan them specifically for their purpose, meaning to be used for Tefillin. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that even casings made from the hide of a kosher animal are not fit to be used for tefillin, achi yabdu lishman, until he tans them specifically for their purpose. These Tanaim argue if the preparatory designation is significant and would have to be done lishma. The Gemara concludes that the halacha follows Rava. And point number three, in a brisa, the Tana Kama says, Haruge Malchus Nixen Lemelech, regarding those executed by the king for rebellion, their property goes to the king. Haruge Beistin Nixen Lyorshin, regarding those executed by Beistin, their property goes to their heirs. Rav Yehuda says that even the property of those executed by the king belongs to the Yorshin. They told Rav Yehuda that we find that King Achav received the vineyard of Navos after killing him for rebellion. Rav Yehuda answered that Achav was Navos' cousin and inherited it as his closest relative. Although Navos had many sons, Rav Yehuda says Achav killed them. The Gemara asks, if the property of those executed by the king goes to the king, it's understandable why Yoav fled from Benyahu to the Mishkan and refused to leave, declaring he would die there, because he hoped to be killed by Sanhedrin rather than the king, so his Yorshim would receive his property. But if his property would be inherited by his Yorshim regardless, what was his purpose in fleeing to the Mishkan? The Gemara answers, L'chaisha, to gain a few more hours of life. So once again, the three points are, number one, at the end of the previous daf, Abaye said, Ha'orek Begad L'Meis, if one weaves a burial garment for a specific purpose, it's forbidden in any other benefit, even before being used for burial, because he holds a Hazman and Milsihi. Designation is a significant matter. Rava says it's permitted until it's actually used for burial, because he holds a Hazman Alav Milsihi. Rava derives this law from items used to service Avodah Zorah, which are not forbidden in benefit until they're used for idolatry, since both are Meshamshim, they're accessories. Abaye derives his ruling from Egel Arufa, which becomes prohibited before it is actually killed. Both these items are normal permitted practices as opposed to Avodah Zorah. In response to a challenge, the Gemara says Rava holds like Rav Chista, who ruled about a pouch that has man lemeitzer bei tefillin, which one designated for wrapping tefillin in it, but tzar bei tefillin, and he actually wrapped tefillin in it, it's forbidden to wrap coins in it, but if he only did one or the other, it's still permitted. Abai agrees that the wrapping alone would not prohibit it. Point number two, the Gemara quotes a brice which proves that merely designating items for a Sefer Torah or Tefillin does not forbid it for other uses, supporting Rava's opinion that Hazman Alav Milsa. The Gemara responds that the question is a Malchokas Tanaim. A brice states that casings made from the hide of a non-kosher animal are unfit for Tefillin. If they are made from the hide of a kosher animal, the Tanakhama says they are fit for use, afu bishul ibdan lishman, even though he did not tan them specifically for their purpose, meaning to be used for Tefillin. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that even casings made from the hide of a kosher animal are not fit to be used for tefillin, achi yabdu lishman, until he tans them specifically for their purpose. These Tanaim argue if the preparatory designation is significant and would have to be done lishma. The Gemara concludes that the halacha follows Rava. And point number three, in a brisa, the Tana Kama says, Haruge Malchus Nixen Lemelech, regarding those executed by the king for rebellion, their property goes to the king. Haruge Beis Din Nichsen L'Yorshin, regarding those executed by Beis Din, their property goes to their heirs. Rav Yehuda says that even the property of those executed by the king belongs to the Yorshin. They told Rav Yehuda that we find that King Achav received the vineyard of Navos after killing him for rebellion. Rav Yehuda answered that Achav was Navos' cousin and inherited it as his closest relative. Although Navos had many sons, Rav Yehuda says Achav killed them. The Gemara asks, if the property of those executed by the king goes to the king, it's understandable why Yoav fled from Benyahu to the Mishkan and refused to leave, declaring he would die there, because he hoped to be killed by Sanhedrin rather than the king so his Yorshim would receive his property. But if his property would be inherited by his Yorshim regardless, what was his purpose in fleeing to the Mishkan? The Gemara answers, L'chaisha, to gain a few more hours of life. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Memches, and our standard Siman relates to Moach, the brain, and we use brainiacs. Brainiacs are highly intelligent people. So here goes. While one brainiac examined a tefillin bag under a microscope to determine whether Hazmana Melsihi, his brainiac brother was trying to discover whether a pair of tefillin was made from leather that was tanned lishma. By putting it through the high-powered semiconductor x-ray machine they inherited from their father after he was executed by the king for rebellion. So once again, it's a motion. While one brainiac, that must be more on Daf Memches, Moach. While one brainiac examined a tefillin bag under a microscope to determine whether Hazmana Melsihi, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlok as if Hazmana Melsihi, if designation before use is a significant matter regarding burial shrouds and tefillin bags. So, while one brainiac examined a tefillin bag under a microscope to determine whether Hazmana Melsihi, his brainiac brother was trying to discover whether a pair of tefillin was made from leather that was tan lishma, which reminds the Gemara brings a machlokas if hides must be tan lishma for tefillin cases. So, while one brainiac examined a tefillin bag under a microscope to determine whether Hazmana Melsihi, his brainiac brother was trying to discover whether a pair of tefillin was made from leather that was tan lishma. By putting it through the high-powered semiconductor x-ray machine they inherited from their father after he was executed by the king for rebellion, which reminds us, in a braisa, the Tanakhama says, Haruge Malchus Nichsen LeMelech, regarding those executed by the king for rebellion, their property goes to the king. Haruge Beis Din Nichsen LeYorshin, regarding those executed by Beis Din, their property goes to the heirs. Rav Yehuda says that even the property of those executed by the king belongs to the Yorshim. So once again, while one brainiac examined a tefillin bag under a microscope to determine whether Hazmana Melsihi, his brainiac brother was trying to discover whether a pair of tefillin was made from leather that was tan lishma. By putting it through the high-powered semiconductor x-ray machine they inherited from their father after he was executed by the king for rebellion. All right, so now it's time for Four Blabach Chazar. Daf Mem Dalad, so the simmer Daf Mem Dalad is mud. So here goes. The general whose army was still called Yisrael despite losing the muddy war. Muddy war? That must be more in Daf Mem Dalad. Mud. The general whose army was still called Yisrael despite losing the muddy war, which reminds us when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua why Klal Yisrael was defeated at Ai, he said, Chata Yisrael. Yisrael has sinned. Rabbi Abu Bar Zabda said, Afu Pisha Chata Yisrael Hu. Even though the nation sinned, it's still Yisrael and their holiness remains. So the general whose army was still called Yisrael despite losing the muddy war, stayed up all night learning Ba'umka Shehalacha, which reminds us, when Yeshua learned from the Malch that the Malch had come because of the sin of being Mevatel Talmud Torah and not for not bringing the Talmud Shel Ben Arba'im, the Pasuk says that immediately V'yaon Yehoshua B'layla Hu B'tocha Emek, and Yeshua spent that night in the valley, which B'yochanan Darshan's Shalan Ba'umka Shehalacha, that he spent the night in the depths of Torah Law. So, the general whose army was still called Yisrael despite losing the muddy war stayed up all night learning Ba'umka Shehalacha while making sure his muddy soldiers daven before the next battle because Lo'olam Yachdim Adam Tefila Letzara, which reminds us, Rabbi Lazar explained, Lo'olam Yachdim Adam Tefila Letzara, a person should always preempt a trouble with prayer because if Avram Avinu had not davened before the trouble when he was between Beis El and Ai, when the Shtar Marisha Yisrael started Upalit, there would not be a remnant or survivor left of the wicked of Israel. Daf Mem Hei. So the Simmer Daf Mem Hei is Manishtana, and we often use a Seder in the Simmon. So here goes. The strange Seder where a young boy asks, Manishtana, Manishtana, that must be on Daf Mem Hei. The strange Seder where a young boy asks, Manishtana, the clothing for a woman getting skila versus clothing for a sota, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchus about concern for immoral thoughts regarding stoning and sota, and the seeming contradiction in the Shitas of the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. So the strange satyr, a young boy, asked, Ma, nishtana, the clothing for a woman getting skila versus clothing for a sota, was held right inside a base of skila, which was 3 times the height of a man, for Misa Yafa purposes, which reminds us, the next mission describes the process of skila. The stoning grounds are at an elevation of 2 heights of a man. Abraisa notes that accounting for the person's standing height, the total is 3 times a man's height. The Gemara wonders why this height is necessary, because a Mishnah teaches that a pit with a depth of merely 10 tefachim is enough to kill a person. Rav Nachman answers in Rabba Bar Avuha's name that the pasuk says, "V'haftil recha kamocha," you shall love your fellow like yourself, implying, "Boru lo misa yafa," choose for him a favorable death, meaning the conditions of the execution should ensure a less painful death. So the strange seder where a young boy asked, Ma, nishtana, the clothing for a woman getting skila versus clothing for a sota, was held right inside a base of skila, which was 3 times the height of a man, for Misa Yafa purposes, and was attended by a witness whose hands were severed before the skila, and was therefore exempt from the execution, which reminds us, Shmuel said, Nikta Yad Ha'edim Patr, if the witness's hands became severed before the stoning, he's exempt from the execution because the pasuk requires Yad Ha'edim Tiebo Barishona, the hand of the witnesses shall be first against him to kill him, and this is now lacking. Daf Mem Vav, so the Simmer Daf Mem Vav is a cow that goes moo. So here goes. The basin who executed a man for riding a cow, cow, that must be on Daf Mem Vav, moo. The Beis Din who executed a man for riding a cow on Shabbos, even though it's only a derabbanan, which reminds us, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Shemati Shabbos Makim Onchin Shlo Bina Torah. I heard that Beis Din may administer lashes and punishments not prescribed by the Torah. This is not to transgress the Torah's laws. El Kedei Lasu Siago Torah. Rather, it's to erect a fence to protect the Torah's laws. There was an incident during the period of the Greeks in which someone rode a horse on Shabbos, which is a rabbinic prohibition, and he was brought to Beis Din and stoned. Not that he was fit for such a punishment, but that the times required it because of a general decline in Shmir Shabbos at the time as a result of Roman oppression. So, the Beis Din who executed a man for riding a cow on Shabbos, even though it's only a derabbanan, didn't hang him overnight because he was the king's twin, which reminds us, the next mission discusses how hanging after the execution was performed and how the body should not be left hanging overnight. Rameer provides a mashal illustrating how a hanged person is a curse of Hashem. It's like twin brothers, one of whom was appointed king and the other became abandoned and was hanged. But people who saw him said, the king has been hanged and the king ordered him taken down. So the Beis Din who executed a man for riding a cow on Shabbos, even though it's only a derabbanan, didn't hang him overnight because he was the king's twin and gave him a proper burial to avoid disgrace to him and his family, which reminds us. The Gemara asks, Kavura Mishum Bizyonahu, is the purpose of burial to avoid disgrace to the mace and his family, or Mishum Kaparahu, is it to obtain atonement for the mace? A nafkamina would be where the person asks not to be buried. He cannot impose a disgrace upon his family, but he can refuse the kapara. Several proofs are brought, but are deflected. Daf Mem Zayin, so the Simmer Daf Mem Zayin is a maze. So here goes. The family going through the maze, that must be more Daf Mem Zayin. The family going through the maze to bury their executed brother in one of 2 designated cemeteries and not next to the burial spot of a tzaddik, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Mem Vav Amanov taught that those executed by Beis Din are not initially buried in their family cemetery, but were buried in one of 2 designated cemeteries for executed convicts. The Gemara explains, Lefisha in Kovin Russia, Eitzel Tzaddik, because we don't bury our Russia beside a tzaddik. Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina derives this from the incident in which a false prophet's body was hastily thrown near Elisha, and when he touched Elisha's bones, he came to life and stood on his feet, apparently so he should not remain buried next to the righteous Elisha. So the family going through the maze to bury their executed brother in one of 2 designated cemeteries and not next to the burial spot of a tzaddik stopped to discuss if a resident of an Ir Nidach has received kapara through his death, which reminds us, Rav Yosef assumed that the residents of an Ir Nidach has received atonement when they're executed and lost their status as Rishayim. Abaya asked, do you think that one who dies while still in his rishus without doing tshuva receives kapara through his death? Abaye distinguishes between those killed unjustly by Gentile governments, who do receive kapara, and those killed by Beis Din, who deserve their execution, and it does not atone for them. So the family going through the maze to bury their executed brother in one of 2 designated cemeteries, and not next to the burial spot of a tzaddik, stopped to discuss if a resident of an Ir Nidach has received kapara through his death. While one member stepped away to take earth from a tzaddik's grave to cure his fever, since the karka was an asur, Bahana, which reminds us people used to take earth from Rav's graves to cure fevers. And when Shmuel was asked about it, he said, Yausavdin, they are acting properly. Karka Olam, who it's part of the earth. But Karka Olam ain't an aseris, and the earth cannot become forbidden as one of the needs of the burial. This is derived from a hakesh between graves and Avodah Zarah, teaching that just as regarding Avodah Zarah, but Mechuber Lamitzara, that which is attached to the ground does not become forbidden in Hana, the same applies to graves. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which chapter on the base of skill was outside of base and outside the three machanos? That's on Daf Mem Beis. Good. Number two, which Daf di Malchukas of Hazmana Milsihi regarding a tefillin bag? That's on Daf Mem Ches. Good. Number three, which Daf do we learn that people used to take the dirt from Rav's grave to cure their fever, since the karka of a grave is not Aser Bahana? That's on Daf Mem Zayin. Good. Number four, which stuff did the Rebbe Elazar explain? Olam yaktim adam tefila tzara. A person should always preempt a trouble with tefila. That's on Daf Mem Dalet. Good. Number five, which stuff to discuss who receives the property of those executed by the king? That's on Daf Mem Ches. Good. Number six, which stuff to discuss for which sins were Jews not responsible for each other until entering Eretz Yisrael? That's on Daf Mem Gimel. Good. Number seven, which daf do Malkokes of hides must be tanned lishma for tefillin casings? That's on Daf Mem Ches. Good. Number eight, which daf do discuss Kiddush Levana? That's on Daf Mem Beis. Good. Number nine, which daf do we learn that we do not bury a rasha next to a tzaddik? That's on Daf Mem Zayin. Good. Number 10, which stuff when the witness's hands became severed before the stoning, he exempts the person from skila? That's on Daf Mem Hey. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.